translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Dhritarashtra will have to amalgamate his pure identity with intelligence, and then merging into the Supreme Being with the knowledge of His qualitatively oneness as a living entity with the Supreme Brahman. Being freed from the blocked sky, he will have to rise to the spiritual sky. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The living being, by his desiring to lord it over the material world and declining to cooperate with the Supreme Lord, contacts the sum total of the material world, namely the Mahatattva. And from the Mahatattva, he is forced identity with the material world. Intelligence, mind and senses is developed. This covers his pure spiritual identity. By the yogic process, when his pure identity is realized in self-realization, one has to revert to the original position by amalgamating the five gross elements and the subtle elements, mind and intelligence, into the Mahatattva again. Thus getting freed from the clutches of the Mahatattva, he has to merge into the existence of super soul. In other words, he has to realize he is non-different from the super soul, and thus he transcends the material sky by his pure identical intelligence, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the highest perfectional development of spiritual identity, which was attained by Dhritarashtra by the grace of Vidura and the Lord. The Lord's mercy was bestowed upon him by his personal contact with Vidura. And when he was actually practicing the instruction of Vidura, the Lord helped him to attain the highest perfectional stage. A pure devotee of the Lord does not live on any planet or the material sky, nor does he feel any contact with the material elements. His so-called material body does not exist, being surcharged with spiritual current of the Lord's identical interests. Thus he is permanently freed from contaminations of the sum total of the Mahatattva. He is always in the spiritual sky, which he attains by being transcendental to the sevenfold material coverings by the effects of the devotional service, effects of his devotional service. The conditioned souls are within the coverings, whereas the liberated soul is far beyond the cover. Narayana namaskrityam naram ceva narottamam devim saraswatim vyasam tato jayat mudirayat nasta presu badresu nityam bhagavate sevayam Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtaki. So there's two parts. There's a part of the Dhira and a part of Narottama. So Dhritarashtra, because in the first canto, in the beginning, if you look, Vidura's desire was for Dhritarashtra to go back to Godhead. But Krishna did not allow that because he made offenses to the Pandavas. But still, because Dhritarashtra was open to listen to Vidura, then Vidura was giving him time to change his views. Example of Vibhishan, he tried to help Ravana, but Ravana was not open to listen to change. And it was only of Vibhishan's presence in Lanka that things were going nicely. But when Ravana threw Vibhishan out, he asked him to leave, then things went upside down. But in this case, with Dhritarashtra, because he was willing to listen to Vidura, his destiny also changed. Also, one thing we can learn from this is like keeping association. Like the only fall down with Dhritarashtra was that he was attached to Duryodhana. Because when Duryodhana was born, many sages, Maitreya, and many of them, even Krishna told Dhritarashtra to kill Duryodhana. There is a verse which, let's see if I can find it. Yeah. So this is in Mahabharata. This is Dhritarashtra telling, or Vidura telling Dhritarashtra, O king, to save a family, one of its members can be sacrificed. To save a village, one family can be sacrificed. To save a kingdom, one village can be sacrificed. And to save one soul, one can renounce the entire universe. This is from Savapara Mahabharata, page 204. This is from Purna Pragyapava's Mahabharata, is quoting this point. So, to make the point that in this situation, because Prabhupada says in his lecture, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, in one of the lectures, he mentions that Krishna's plan was to use the Kuru dynasty to get rid of the unwanted progeny on the world. But Dhritarashtra wasn't willing to cooperate with Krishna's plan. So he separated the Pandavas from his sons. But Krishna's plan still went ahead. So you could say in one way, we are in the same predicament in the present situation in the world now. Like, Lord Chaitanya has come, came 500 years back, spread Krishna consciousness, gave love for Krishna to when he was present to everyone. Obviously, after Lord Chaitanya left, people started to misuse. They tried to jump to Raghunuga Bhakti without going through Vaidhi Bhakti, which was a thing that... So then the teachings got covered. Then Mayavadi philosophy took place to stop this kind of Sahajism. And then Bhaktivinoda Thakur was sent. Lord Chaitanya sent Bhaktivinoda Thakur to establish the pure teachings again. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he exposed the upper sampradayas through his writings to establish the line of pure bhakti. So same thing in this situation with Dhritarashtra. He wasn't willing to cooperate with Krishna's plan, but Krishna's mission still went ahead. And Prabhupada, he gave a lecture here one time. He was saying to the devotees that so many books have gone out, so much preaching has been done, all of you can leave now. He told the devotees like this, all of you can leave. Because Prabhupada said, I'd like you to stay on, but even if you don't, Lord Chaitanya's mission will go ahead. And if you don't take the credit, someone else will get the credit. So, the same instance you could say in this situation with Dhritarashtra, like, he wasn't willing to cooperate with Krishna's plan, he went against Krishna's, but still the mission went ahead. But there's a quote by Prabhupada. He says, if there's one one nice tree in the forest, it can benefit the whole forest. Or if there's one bad son in the family, it can destroy the family. Prabhupada quotes like this. So the fact that he got attached with Duryodhana, this was his downfall. The whole Kuru dynasty got destroyed. There's an example of keeping good association. Even if one has done a lot of piety, he can lose that by bad association. And the example of this is given of the washerman in Mathura. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments that when Krishna went to Mathura with the cowherd boys and Balaram, they all went, and they went to approach his washerman for the clothes. The washerman started rebuking Krishna, saying that, who are you? You know, this belongs to the king, and if you take the king's property, you'll be punished. And so Krishna, with his hand, cut his head off. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur comments in this purport, he explains that actually this washerman had done many millions of lives of pious activities in previous lives just to get the qualification to see Krishna in person. But the fact that he took association of Kamsa, he could not appreciate Krishna when Krishna came. So this shows that if we take association of those who are spiritually advanced, then with their blessings we can see things properly. And even though we may be very knowledgeable, but if we take bad association, then the knowledge gets taken away. So yeah. Yeah, so he had explains how because Dhritarashtra was given a lot of good advice actually, even before the battle happened, you know, like Vyasadeva told him, like, I can give you your vision back if you want. Because he was born blind. But Vyasadeva actually told him that I can give you your vision back. You don't have to. But Dhritarashtra said, "No, it's okay that Sanjay speaks to me." So he had his own way of approaching the situation. In other words, he wasn't willing to side with Krishna's plan. He wanted to do it his way. So this is one of the also the defects of the conditioned soul, that he wants to approach, he wants to work out things his way. Whereas those who are approaching the line of the self-realized souls, they approach Krishna teaching Krishna's way. And so we also see this within the Krishna Consciousness Movement, actually. What's happening in this purport here, how Dhritarashtra quits. But he was fortunate, he had Vidura to help him. But we can see in the Krishna Consciousness Movement the same thing is happening. Like, we are spreading this mission through giving Prabhupada's books out, to educating people, to having seminars. And some people come forward, but not many. And even within that, we see even those who commit sometimes they fall away. So it's not like Krishna has not got any special favors for anyone. He's equal to everyone. But it's according to our surrender to Krishna's instructions that we get the protection. And It's also because the instructions are very clear. Like Prabhupada said, there were so many Bhagavad Gitas which were out, but they didn't make any devotees. Over 600 editions. But I gave my Bhagavad Gita as it is. So that's why it's making devotees. And also we can see, because Krishna judges someone by their mentality. So we can see with Dhritarashtra what he went through to although he was given advice by Vidura and many I think Vyasadeva also advised him. It's not good enough just to see Krishna physically. It doesn't qualify one to appreciate who Krishna is. Because even Duryodhana saw Krishna physically. Eye to eye saw him. That's why the hearing is important. Hearing about who Krishna is. And by this hearing, the relationship to Krishna develops. Then, from this hearing, we can also understand how great Krishna is. Like in his purport, he speaks about the Mahatattva also. So, the Mahatattva is, it says, 3/4 is the spiritual world. And 1/4 is the material world. So Mahatattva is just a covering which separates us from the spiritual world. It's like the example of the state. People have freedom and government is looking after them. But then there's a prison house also, which is also looked after by the government, but it's under punishment. So the material world is also like that. It's those who have rebelled against Krishna's service. They've gone against his will. They're being punished here. So the whole purpose of the material world is to help people go back to Godhead. There's a nectar of devotion. There's a quotation saying that by helping others go back to Godhead, one becomes Krishna's well-wisher. Because that's the purpose of what Krishna really wants. He wants others to come back to him. So, it's a matter of, there's a quote by Prabhupada, interesting quote. He says, Krishna is within your heart. If you kindly continue to hear about him as you are doing, then Krishna will be very much pleased. Oh, this person is now interested in me because nobody is interested in Krishna, so Krishna is also silent with them. But as soon as you become interested, oh, Krishna becomes very active. Oh, he's trying to do something, I shall help him. So that shows how Krishna is very eager to reciprocate with the those who are open to hearing about him. This world is full of cheaters and the cheated. Example can be given of this. Who was that king who he imitated Krishna and he asked him to Pondraka, right? Yeah, so Prabhupada gives an example that there's many people like this. In Krishna's time, only a few were like that. In Kali Yuga, there's so many people who want to imitate Krishna. And fortunately, this Pundraka, he prayed to Lord Shiva actually to gain those symbols of Vishnu. He got Lord Shiva's blessing. It's in 10th Canto Bhagavatam mentioned like that. But still he wasn't willing to surrender to Krishna. Fortunately, because he had those symbols given by Lord Shiva, he attained Vaikuntha. Because when Krishna, he made Krishna laugh. When Krishna appeared there and saw Pundra, well, firstly, Yadudanis was laughing. When Krishna appeared there, he saw Pundraka and he was laughing. He's saying, amazing how he can imitate me like this. This is like, so, also, when the messenger came to give the message to Krishna, Krishna sent a message back to Pundraka. Pundraka became pale because he knew that he couldn't match Krishna. He knew it. So maybe he was also having regret that why did I challenge Krishna like this? But the fact that, so Krishna also sees that, you know, how we are repenting. And then Krishna purified him by killing him. But unfortunately, in Kali Yuga, people are in a much lower category than Pundraka. That they don't openly admit to defeat, or that they don't openly admit to being defeated or being corrected. They want to correct others, but they don't want to be corrected themselves. Like this Zakir Naik, there was a story about him how. There was a program in Calcutta, a big Pandal program. And Bhakti Purushottamaj was there. And suddenly a big hailstorm came in. Heavy rains, winds. Everyone, they disappeared. And this Zakir Naik and Bhakti Purushottamaj were there. So Maharaj challenged him, you know. He challenged him that you're quoting all these things, you're giving trouble to devotees, you're preaching against Hinduism. What's your understanding of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? Let's discuss. After that, he was finished. He couldn't argue. And some leaders wanted to catch him. And he went to certain countries to get protection. And the leaders in his country told him that, if you don't behave properly, we're going to hand you in. So this just shows how, for him to go through the proper way of learning what the proper understanding was, he had to go through that experience of school of hard knocks. So hopefully he'll understand by this experience what he's going through, that you can't go against high authority. You can't go against Krishna's authority. It says in 17th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, divisions of faith. Because it's the modes of nature which govern the jivas in the material world. So, if we can come to the mode of goodness, then our vision becomes more clear to see things. And Prabhupada says how those in the mode of goodness, they generally worship demigods. Krishna worship is only for those in pure goodness. Then in the mode of passion, Prabhupada gives an example in the Bhagavad Gita. He says a person in Calcutta got a lot of money by doing some kind of worshipping Hitler. They worship demons to gain their own gain. And then, mode of ignorance, people just become very covered over. They can't see things properly. And the example is, they can be doing something very quickly, they take years to get it done. It's like being lethargic. That's mode of ignorance. So, so as devotees, we have a big task to achieve to bring people to the practice of at least goodness. It's not an easy thing. So the only way we can do that is by being examples ourselves. So so devotees are practicing to some level goodness, like, you know, we bathe, we put tilak, we come down, see deities, follow sadhana bhakti. But we also have to realize how Krishna is within everyone. Even outside, Krishna is within everyone. So to give respect according to a person's situation also. And we can see that when Krishna was on the planet, he respected everyone according to their level. He gave everyone respect according to their level. Like when Krishna went to Dwarka, even the prostitutes were there. Krishna respected them according to their level. When he went to Mathura, he respected different people according to the giving respects. Like all the women, they went on the roofs to see Krishna. He gave them respect like that. So we can see how because Krishna is the Supreme Lord, whatever he does, others will follow. So he comes to show the example how we should follow. And the material world is, because when Krishna comes, he has to deal with many demons. So it's not a nice place. There's always disturbance. So Prabhupada said, do your business and get out, don't stay here. There's a quote, let's see if I can find it. Yeah. It's a quote by Prabhupada in one of his letters. He says, In the spiritual world there are varieties, but there is agreement That is the difference. The materialist, without being able to adjust the varieties and disagreements, makes everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with the varieties. But if we keep Krishna in the center, there will be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. We should discuss how to make unity in diversity. But if we fight on account of this diversity, then it is simply a material platform. Letter to Kirtananda, Bombay, 1973, October. So we can see that's the difference, how because we have Krishna, everything is harmony. And Prabhupada gives this example how in the lake you put a stone, one circle comes. You put it in the same place, same circle, but with non-devotees, they put, example is given, Prabhupada is giving how they throw stones, but they overlap many circles. So this is disunity. So we have to learn from this how even Govinda Prabhu, in his realization of Mahabharata, he gives an example how how the Pandavas fought. They had unity amongst themselves. The unity was there, to agreement to accomplish the Krishna's plan. Duryodhana didn't care for his men so much. He just wanted to achieve his own goals. And he was ready to sacrifice them to achieve his own goals. So that's the difference between the divine and demoniac. The divine, because they're going by, the unity is there and it's harmony. But the demoniac, they... just like now, this virus thing is happening, but we can see it's not like everyone is... to be in complete isolation is very hard to exist, you know, just by yourself. You know, it's like if you have no communication with others, how are you going to exist? Even when we see the acharyas in our line, when they were doing their bhajan, they were doing intense bhajan, like Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur chanting 1 billion names over 9 years. Like 192 rounds a day. And even they were all on a very high platform and they were doing their bhajan. But still, they were meeting together at some point in time. You can see even so advanced, but still they had an association amongst themselves. So in the same way as practicing devotees, we should become strong in our bhajan. And then everything else will harmonize. Krishna will harmonize everything. Any comments or questions? Oh, Jai Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Nice class. I was just wondering, like, the point you were saying that to sacrifice one member of the family to save the family, would it be ethically right to, like, you know, dispose somebody like that?
Well, this is from Mahabharata. Vidura is quoting it. I mean, if they're not going to be helpful in your spiritual growth and they're going to be affecting you, you have to do it. Even we see in ISKCON, like the spiritual masters, it says Krishna is the spiritual master is more merciful than Krishna. Because there's a quote by Sanatan Das, he's one of the acharyas in our line. He says, if you make Krishna angry, he will still accept your service. But if the spiritual master rejects you, then Krishna will not accept your service. Even we see with spiritual masters, sometimes a disciple is not willing to listen and they try and help the disciple in many ways. then they have to reject. They can't do anything. Like, it happened in Holland, I think. One devotee took over the temple in Holland. And he wouldn't open a door for the devotees. He was Srila Bhakti Churumar's disciple. So Srila Bhakti Churumar personally went there. And he told his person, he said, I'm not acting as your spiritual master, I'm acting as your servant. Why are you doing like this? You shouldn't be behaving like this. Still he wouldn't open the door. So the devotees left him then. The police came in and took him away. So, I mean, this is to, because our goal is higher than just to maintain a family, you know. We're not into just maintaining mundane families, you know. Our goal is to enter Krishna's family. So someone is not willing to side with Krishna's family, what to do? Isn't it?
Yes, Prabhu, thank you for so many instructions, nice instructions. I'm trying to understand in what social context could you actually kill somebody regardless for whatever reason? Because in this day and age, yeah, we call it murder, and then and then there will be some repercussions for that. So I don't understand in what social context, even Vedic times, how did that happen? Like Prahlad Maharaj, we understand that demigods wanted to get rid of him because he was coming from a demoniac father, and like Duryodhan, they were instructed to kill him as well. So, and who would give this authority? Who the authority behind this, and who would actually carry out this kind of instruction?
Well, if Krishna was personally in your presence and told you to do something,
yeah,
it's clear enough.
Yeah, but it wasn't just Krishna. There were other people.
Obviously, others, but Krishna also gave the advice to Dhritarashtra, to get rid of Duryodhan.
Yeah. I understand in that context, in Vedic times. But since then, it's been happening. You know, you have Badapus born in families. What do you do with them? I mean, those instructions are not given now, are they? Because for some reason, the consequences would be different.
No. This is why the Shastra is there, to guide you. If you follow what the Shastra says, because you have to follow authority. In the material world, to live even by yourself, you can't live with your own strength. You have to have people around you to bless you, to carry on. So you have to go to proper people who are properly situated, who can guide you. Like the brahmanas, they'll guide you, isn't it? If something is wrong, they'll tell you. Like in India now, because of this coronavirus thing, the government is taking help of brahmanas. So they're actually finding out how to deal with it.
Okay.
There's something like that?
I understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Just on that point, thank you for the class, bro. I think also we have to understand that sacrifice doesn't necessarily mean kill.
It doesn't mean kill, no.
It can just mean to neglect or to disregard someone or not, you know, take them seriously, exactly. So the point you made is a very amazing point, that at that time Krishna was there and Krishna was also saying, like, okay, kill him. Or that was, you know, or as good as neglect him or whatever. But sacrifice, it can be applied differently in different circumstances. So sacrifice doesn't mean kill.
Okay.
Thank you. On that point, there's a story in the Bhagavad Gita about how they wanted to kill Ashwatthama. Krishna said to Arjuna, kill Ashwatthama. Bhima, he wanted to kill Ashwatthama. And still, he had to discriminate. You know, he had to say, should I not? And even Krishna himself was saying, kill him. But still, he didn't. And he just cut off his hair instead. And Krishna actually glorified Arjuna for that afterwards. So it's hard, like... Somehow to discriminate when to I don't know when to actually use your own intelligence and when to follow authority, if you know what I mean.
You want me to, is that a comment or?
Yeah, well, no, it'd be nice to kind of know, yeah, it'd be nice to know whether, how to kind of know whether to follow your authority or to just.
Actually, in Ashwatthama's case, he's not Jiva Tattva. He was actually, he's from Lord Shiva, Shiva Tattva. He's mentioned in Burijan Prabhu's commentary on the first canto, he mentions like this. This is why Krishna didn't want him to be killed. Although, also Ashwatthama recognized who Krishna was. Because Mahabharata's instance is given where the Pandavas are chasing Ashwatthama and he's running away. And Vyasadeva is coming on the other side. And then Ashwatthama asks Vyasadeva, who are these Pandavas? Then Vyasadeva explains, actually, Naranarayan Rishis, who did austerities for over 12,000 years in the Himalayas, they've come as Krishna and Arjuna. So Pandavas are their devotees. After that, Ashwatthama understood who Krishna was. Then he was opening out for Krishna's mercy. So, also the Pandavas were siding with Krishna's plan because Krishna had a plan for Ashwatthama in the future.
Can I ask one more question? Thank you for your class. You know, I couldn't really understand, maybe you can help me, with Dhritarashtra, so he got liberated, you said, yeah? To Brahman, Roti?
Well, that's what Radha Govind Prabhu said in yesterday's class. Yes. Yeah.
Because Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport he achieved the highest perfection, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes.
So how to understand these two things, I'm not sure.
But he got mercy of Vidura, isn't it?
Yes.
Vidura guided him.
He guided him.
And also Prabhupada says Krishna allowed Vidura to guide him.
Yeah. You see, that is the highest perfection?
Well, obviously he's on the way back to Godhead, but maybe not this life, maybe in the future.
Or like that, yeah.
Because when Krishna's Leela is going on in every universe, right? Like the sun, in every universe is going on. So the demigods and those who are qualified to enter that Leela come into that Leela, and they, whatever of level of surrender they can achieve, they go forward in that way until they achieve perfection, isn't it? Prabhupada says that in the Krishna book that it's not like you immediately go back to Godhead when you leave this body. You go to some place where Krishna is having his Leela, and this way you get trained up. And when you're ready, then you go back, isn't it? That's how it works. He had animosity towards the Pandavas also. That's why he couldn't go. So they go to where Krishna having his Leela in some place, and then the training goes on until they get purified. Any other?
I was not here for your class. I was in the kitchen. But when I came in, you were talking about Brahmana is the best person to guide you and give you, you know, guidance and everything. And this pastime popped in my head about Brahmana Dev and Bali, when Sukracharya was a Brahmana, the priest of that king, but he gave the wrong, advice to Bali Maharaj. Sometimes the Brahmana in person can give you wrong advice to go against the will of Krishna as well.
No, there's different levels of Brahmanas. He was a caste Brahmana. We have to go by the Brahmana, you learn scriptures, then you become a Vaishnava. So we have to take guidance from those who are aspiring to be Vaishnavas. Take their guidance. You want to get a question?
Hi Krishna, thank you for your class. Yeah, I know it was a small one. It's just to dispel my confusion. You mentioned at the start, you said that there's two paths. There's one of the Dira and one of the Narodha.
Yeah,
so probably you could distinguish between the two and which one probably Dhritarashtra laid in.
Well, the path of the Dira is they go to the Himalayas and they do austerities, like the Ashtanga yoga system, and they, like we did Dhritarashtra, he burned himself within the body fire and then he became like that. Whereas the path of the Narottama is they take to chanting the holy name and falling in line of the acharyas. The Dhritarashtra could not take that path because he had animosity towards the Pandavas. So he couldn't take that path. So Vidura guided him differently. He said, you're not qualified for this, but you take this path. Like that. Any other questions, comments? Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.